This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I have a question. Do we eat in bed?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, this might be a bit like basic question.
We do, we have two at once.
Sorry, go back to my question real quick. What's the street it's on?
Well, that we don't know what you're talking about.
Neary's.
Is on Moss Street? Chatham Street.
Chatham Street.
We're talking about pubs on Grafton Street.
We're talking about Ed Sheeran and the lore of like, I met her at a pub on Grafton Street and it's like, there is no pub on Grafton Street and we're saying Neary's is close. We're just on Chatham Street.
Now back to Emma's question.
And now, do we eat in bed? I don't eat in bed.
Eating in bed is bad. Me.
I do eat in bed as well. But I give out if anyone else doesn't.
I don't like anything that smells, anything hot.
Yeah, no, I have.
For me, it's not that. It's crummage.
No, I had the worst thing, crummage, the other day. Got a Chinese on Saturday.
Noodleage.
And no, it wasn't.
Never eat that in bed.
Do you know what it was? Rice.
Ricage.
There was grains of rice stuck to my leg the next morning and I was like, nah, this is disgusting. But you know what I did? I did the lazy man's way. I just changed the base sheet.
Grand. Because I was just going to say, you're very good at changing your sheets, aren't you? You're very regular with that.
Yeah, I probably need to do them now. It's been about 10 days, yeah.
That's grand.
It's
though.
Been
like,
about
that's
10
like,
days.
That's like short for a lot of people. Like a lot of people do 2 weeks. I know you do a week usually.
Usually, don't you?
I kind of do a week as well because when you have a dog, the dog's different.
What about you, Dave?
What?
Would you change your sheets often or not that often?
I don't think I've changed my sheets in probably, I'm not going to say.
I'm actually scared of that.
We did a thing on the show when we near enough started where Dave said that he's like not washed his towels or whatever. And it would like blew up everyone.
It wasn't even meant to be on the show. Everyone just started giving out to me.
Yeah. That's so
it was such
funny.
It was like a little throwaway 30-second kind of thing. And we got like,
why would you clean
the
towel? The towel is clean.
Oh my
god. The towel only dries you. I come out of the shower clean.
Isn't that Schmidt?
But it's
Nick makes the argument because Schmidt's a clean freak.
100%. But like I've always thought that.
No, I understand the logic, but it just, yeah.
It's only when, for me, the towel starts going, it's not going moldy, but there's like a little bit of a pang of it hasn't dried properly.
Yeah. Right, how many times?
How often would that be for you?
Maybe like once a month.
You're messing.
No. My bed sheets I do every 2 weeks,
but towels are about a month.
That goes in between your legs, up your bum, around your willy and everything. You don't wash it.
You don't change your towel.
It's penis.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Penis. Sorry.
It should be every few days.
I'm clean.
Towels are the biggest like harbourer of germs. It's going around your wet body. And are you airing that out every day outside?
On the clothes source, which is by the window, which gets the natural.
No. I just put it on over the shower.
Yeah, see, that's it. Like it's in a kind of like damp environment and it's just, there's like germ. It's like the biggest carrier of germs, your towel.
The towel.
You should be changing it every few days.
Fiona.
Every month.
No, Fiona,
guys,
like,
honestly,
I'm doing it every 2 months, I'd say.
No, views are like trolling me. Like,
I'm wondering why you get sick sometimes.
I actually don't believe that because people get sick sometimes.
And you also get sick sometimes.
I'm not like a big clean freak or anything, but like, you should be changing that every few days.
I'm a clean freak and I wouldn't worry with
it. I suppose you think about it like when you're in a hotel and some hotels will change your towels every day.
Yeah.
I do love a hotel fresh towel.
It's nice.
Well, treat yourself to the same luxury and just wash that.
Maybe I'll get seven
wash that
towels.
Dirty red.
And while you're at it, put it on fucking 60 degrees, no less.
Yeah,
that thing
please
are good.
Do. Yeah, you do need to blast them
30,
out of it.
30 is plenty.
No!
Not for a towel. I will kill someone in here.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Good morning. What's going on? Hope you're well.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
We've been mentioning on the show over the last few days that the office is kind of upside down, inside out. Parts of it are just a full-on building site at the moment.
And we will continue to mention that for the next 5 weeks, okay?
Yeah, our lives are very difficult.
Get used to it.
Yeah, very hard.
We're up and down like yo-yos around this place trying to get ourselves sorted.
To the fourth, to the third, to the fifth, all to make a cup of tea.
To the window, to the wall.
till the sweat drops off. Down.
How dare you?
My forehead.
This morning I realised, okay, I can't be like yesterday because I was a walking rat yesterday.
What?
I was a walking rat.
In what way?
I was just so moody and tired. I really hated yesterday. It was one of the worst days I've had.
What?
No, just,
you know, to me, a walking rat is like you're wet or like you're,
drained.
You're drowned.
Well, that's something. How I felt.
Okay.
You know? And it's because I had zero in my system. I didn't make a coffee because I couldn't be dealing with all the confusion around this place.
Yeah.
And I said this morning, no, I'm going to be quite organised now today and I'm going to be a light of you know, a really positive person.
A beacon.
I'm going to be a really nice person to be around.
Yeah.
So I got up early, made a coffee, made a kind of fruit salad.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah. Bit of granola in there.
Absolutely stunning.
Do you know those little probiotic drinks?
Yes.
I was like, there's loads of them in the fridge. I'll take two of them and slap it in on
top. Gorgeous.
In a couple of hours, you know? Okay. So I arrive into work and... Thank you very much. And I arrive into work and one of the little juices or little yogurts has exploded all over my handbag.
Nice.
So the message is just be a walking rat.
Don't ever try and better yourself.
No, don't.
A yogurt in the bag.
No.
It's a bad situation.
I prefer myself when around walking rats anyway. I know where I stand.
I know.
I feel like they're always, no matter what, they're always going to be a little bit annoyed.
Mm,
and
yeah.
It's not your fault. Kinda so I prefer, I don't like people who are like, hi.
No, it's very threatening when someone has made a positive decision for their health.
I don't
like do that in the privacy of your own.
Yeah, don't bring that to my life.
Yogurt all over hairbrushes, yogurt all over leaf cards.
No.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that positivity, Dave walked into work this morning and the first thing he said out loud was, I hate this job, I only got 3 hours sleep.
It's because you have so much pressure to sleep because you have to be up early. So it's like, oh, I better go to sleep. And for the next 3 hours, I tossed and turned for 3 hours.
Well, gotta be up, gotta be positive.
From 11.
Bring that gold.
Till 2.
Do you want some of my fruit salad?
No, but give me some of your positive vibes, yogurt? Won't you?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're good this morning.
Good morning, lads. A good story to get us going for a Tuesday, right? These two travel influencers, they're from America, right?
The Americas.
And they're hitting headlines everywhere the last few days. And it's for an amazingly, truly, fantastically American reason.
Yes. Okay.
They were in Rome. They were in Europe. In Rome.
They were traveling through Europe.
Exactly. And from what I can gather from their 25 TikToks about the situation, they were meant to go from Rome to Nice in the south of France.
Right.
Are you on this side of TikTok, Fee?
What could go wrong?
Of course.
I've watched this whole thing.
Okay, fantastic. They were on the way to the airport to go to Nice in the south of France. They missed their flight. So they bought two more tickets to Nice in France.
Money no object for the Americans.
For the Americans. They bought two more tickets in the airport.
Right.
And they were going to Nice in the south of France.
Can't imagine anyone who actually buys a plane ticket in the airport.
I know, it's quite an American
Vintage.
Thing to do.
The printed off ticket.
Kind of cool.
In the most TV sitcom way, what they actually bought by accident was two tickets to Tunis.
To Tunis?
To Tunis.
Where's Tunis?
It's in Tunisia.
Tunisia, right?
In the north, of Africa.
Nice and Tunis, same but different.
Yeah,
same but different.
Yeah. So the person selling the tickets in the airport obviously thought it was Tunis that they wanted to go, but they wanted to go to Nice.
That's actually brilliant. I'm trying to think of what the American accent could be to go like
Tunis.
I don't know.
Yeah, it gets funnier the more.
Where are you going? Oh no, it's like where are you going?
Tunis. Oh wait, sorry.
Tunis. Excuse me. Where are you going?
Tunis.
Tunis. Okay, sorry. How has that not happened before?
I know.
That's excellent.
It's so good because people book online these days. That's why.
Anyway, they didn't check. They didn't have a look at the boarding pass.
No!
And off the two girls went to board the plane.
Sorry, what an adventure.
Tunis.
They arrive on the plane. They're queuing up, you know, to put their things upstairs and open the bins up ahead, their luggage. They're here in the tannoy system. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on to flight EI75403 to Tunis. They go, something's wrong. And they start to ask this woman in front of them in the queue.
Sorry, this is brilliant.
While boarding the plane. So the first voice you're going to hear is just a woman who's also getting on the plane. She almost sounds French, actually.
Mm.
And they're like, this is going to Nice, right? Have a listen.
Is this going to Nice?
Tunis, yeah. I thought you said to Nice, which is in France. Oh. That's why you confused me.
Wait, where is this going?
Tunis, yeah, in Tunisia.
You're not going to France, right?
Yeah, yeah, we are.
You are going to France?
Is that where this is going?
That is absolutely brilliant. Now, this is top tier. I need to watch all of these
25 TikToks.
They're vlogging the whole thing. To be fair, they do speak French in Tunis.
In Tunisia.
Oh, what an adventure. Why wouldn't you want to go?
The Americans do not speak French.
They're not going there to speak French.
Yes, yeah. So they start to panic. They decide to just make 100% sure that, you know, because they're like, maybe this woman on the plane doesn't really know what they're talking about, you know, or whatever. So they say, they go and ask the flight attendant, who, by the way, is incredibly unhelpful and is having absolutely none of them.
Where's Tanisha? I don't know. Is that Africa? I don't know, Brittany. He misheard us. Is this plane going here? Is that where we're going?
No.
Nice? No. Where are we going?
To Tunis.
Where's Tunis? Yes, we're
going to Tunis.
No, we're supposed to go to Nice.
No. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh no, I just love the way they're like, where are you supposed to go? Nice. No.
No.
No, you're not.
I don't know, Brittany.
I don't know, Brittany.
Sit down, Brittany. Like, what are you going to do once they're at that stage? It's like, no, you're going to Tunis.
So you can kind of see why she was having none of them, right? They start showing the maps on their phone to the flight attendant. They're like, we're going here, right? And they're like, no. That's Nice in France. We're off to Tunis. So they tried to get off the plane, but the crew basically convinced them to get back in their seats, assuring them, you're probably getting a transfer to Nice.
Ah, come on.
Right, so they get back on the plane and they sit down. But you know when you're going to Nice and you have to stop off in Tunisia?
Of course.
Happens all
from
the time.
Rome.
If I had a penny for every time I tried to go to Nice and we ended up in Tunisia.
It always happens.
So obviously there was no transfer. She put up on TikTok saying the whole plane witnessed our spiral and either found it entertaining or hated us, which to be fair is Americans in general. Staff in the Tunis airport are having absolutely none of it. She posted, they're making us pay for a new flight, saying we can't get on the next one tonight. Everyone is rude. Two men who are the supervisors yelled in my face in tears. So as a last resort, I had to bring out my bestie chat and found out about EU regulation. And now they're taking us a bit more seriously.
Oh, God.
Nothing scares a Tunisian man more than EU regulation. I don't know why the hell that would scare him. He's not in the EU line.
And tell me, did they make it to Tunis?
They wanted to go to Nice.
I know, but are they in
Africa?
They were in Africa.
Give me
their handles. Swap this later. Excellent. Disco lines at spin now. Just to fill you in, I started boxing to try and burn a few calories about a year and a half ago, and I really enjoy it. It's cool crack. I just go in and slap this bag for a while, hoping to burn off half my lunch, and it's good crack. And yeah. I don't really like going to the gym, so I always thought it was good fun. And then literally about 2 months ago, I'd say now, I was approached in class, and this boxing academy I go to, they're called Heat Boxing Academy. They run these different like events, and one thing that they do a couple of times a year, I think actually, are these fight camps. So it's basically offering up, do you want to do some extra classes, but like at the end of this you'll do an actual fight. And
yeah. Can I ask, is it definitely Heaton and it's not head on?
Heaton,
like head, yeah,
no, Heaton
is it, but like head on, because like you're boxing someone.
No.
I think it's just their surname.
Their second name.
Oh, right, okay.
Remember when we did Emma's birthday message? And it was like, hey, it's Patty from Heed.
Oh,
boxing.
Thank God. I was wondering. I was like, have you had it wrong the entire... I thought it was head on because like boxing or something.
But you know what? If I was one of the twins who run it and my surname was Heed and Head On, I'd be like, we should probably do something.
Yeah, there's something.
Do you think the owners are listening going, crap?
Like from your young age, you'd be like, we should do something with that surname. Anyway, so they approached me on this immediately. I was like, hell no, I'm only here to burn a few calories. But I got chatting to other people in the class who'd done it previously, and they were like, Emmy, you have to do it. It's so good. And it's like a proper kind of, you know, band down the hatches, do 8 or 10 weeks and just kind of give it your all, and don't be messing and going out to the pub and getting takeaways. Just
try
and do something for yourself. So I've been nervous about this. The fight is legitimately happening in November. Lol.
I'm so excited.
I can imagine me like, sorry, hon, do you mind if I just try and tap you? Sorry, hon. You can have a go in a minute. You can have a go in a minute. Can I just have a little go now? Please.
I'm just going to make impact right here.
Here, look, here's a voucher for a massage in the morning. Can I just give you a little tap? So nervous about it actually happening. But in the meantime, excited about like the actual fight camp starting, which started last night.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, like everything I've been doing in class hasn't been wrong, but very much you're relearning everything that you've learned, because everything that you've learned is for that. Yeah, they're always going to teach you techniques and kind of how to protect yourself in a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
But this was like, okay, everything you learned, scrap that now for a second. Like even your stance and everything. Anyway, look, I'll just
bring
it back.
This woman can seriously box as well.
Yeah.
You can, man. You can,
Emma.
Box.
thanks, Chris. But could this was like, it's all about your defense, they were saying. You know, in the class, you're like, just punch the bag, and again, bringing it back to try and burn off half your lunch.
Yes.
Whereas this was like, it's all about just trying to move away and avoid.
Oh, so you're on the defense.
We are defensive. They are offensive.
But honestly, I got to Friday my life and I knew like it meant business. We got out of the car in Sandyford and it was like, right, everyone's running for 10 minutes, go.
Oh my God.
And like, I realised quite quickly I was on, like, there was three of us that were kind of doing our own thing down the back, having the crack, while the rest of them were like doing, we were up and down this road, but like to the point where I think in the end I was like two runs of that behind everyone to a finish, right?
Oh,
so I was like, okay, really coming in here in the back foot, not, don't even have the basic fitness of everyone else that's here. There was like 70% guys, 30% girls.
Right.
So I found my crew. But it was kind of fun because they started off with like a slapping game with like your hands, you know, like in school.
Yeah, slaps. Oh, yeah, I love slaps.
I'm so bad at that.
I love slaps.
Oh, it's such good crap.
Yeah,
and
good.
It really makes you think, and all these girls do mad movements with their hands. And I was like, oh, you got me.
So are you really good at slaps now? We should have a game of slaps.
I'd love a game of slaps.
Okay, that's great for radio.
I need to get better at the slaps, to be honest. Yeah. It kind of made a mockery of me. But then by the end, like I said, it was all this defense stuff and like jumping out of the way and crossing the head. And I don't know. It was class. It was exciting, but it was really giddy. I was with this guy called Jay doing the slaps game. And I just felt like I just got so nervous and like I just couldn't stop laughing. I got like giddy.
You would. Like it's that real.
Like the whole class was like, ooh, all these big boxers. And I was like, Oh, gee, that was a good one.
Like,
you know, absolute
state of me. I hate this.
I know, just got really awkward. And then I was on the way home in the car. Jack's my boyfriend and he's doing it too. And he was like, I have never seen you like that before. And I was like, what? And he was like, I've never seen you so anxious. I couldn't talk on the drive to Sandyford. We sat in the car and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I actually can't do this. I'm so nervous. He was like, never. He said that since he's met me, I'd be the person saying social settings, being like, it's grand.
Come on, it's grand.
Don't worry about it. He was like, it was so weird to have that role reversal. He was like, Emma, come on, like it's fine.
What are you nervous about?
I think it was just like first day of school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a new gym. It was like, you know, you're going in with people who are really good and you know you're probably on the back foot.
Yeah,
and
fair.
I don't know, it was different because normally even the instructors in the class, you just see them in that setting, not like, I don't know, making you run up and down the road.
Not like a rocky set. And not like the two lads being like, everything you think you know about boxing, throw it out the window.
And start again. Yeah.
It's scary.
Well, I'm looking forward to tonight. But like tonight, we're slapping lads.
Slapping or punching?
Punching.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very different to a slap.
Very different. The game of slaps.
If you slap in a boxing match, you might get disqualified.
Oh, dear. This has been called Golden and it's from K-pop Demon Hunters.
I really like it.
It's really fun. It's so different, isn't it? You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. It's just gone 7:30. Callum, what's the crack?
20 minutes ago, Dave was telling us about some American tourist who was meant to be going to Nice in France.
Tell me they're not listening and they're giving out to me for a slap.
No, but they went to Tunisia instead and the airline wasn't very, very helpful.
No.
I have an example of an airline being really helpful and also being really fun.
Okay.
This is from Lufthansa in Germany. Listen to the destination and the name and number of the flight.
This is the last call for your Lufthansa Star Alliance flight LH2222 to Toulouse.
It's just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of good, clean fun in the airport.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Well, my brain's not working. I was trying to think of like another number that would work with a place that sounds like a number. But
go on, go on.
3-3-3-3-3-2-2-3-lee.
Yeah, perfect. Right, it is 7:32 just about now. What's the story out there, Katie?
Morning, the M50 southbound has
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello, good morning. All right, if you've ever been frustrated in work and felt like I would like to give my boss a piece of my mind, but I can't because I'll get fired for that. Mm. A UK court has ruled you will not.
Okay.
You might have seen this in the news. A woman in the UK who works at Main Group Services in Northampton. She was an office manager.
Okay.
Okay. She was doing very well for herself. Kerry Herbert is her name.
Of course it is.
Really? Do you think that's a real manager's name? Yeah.
I bet she's a very short haircut.
Probably, but she's the one who came out on top here. She's one of us.
Oh, she's one of us. Yeah, I thought she was the manager.
She's the manager, but she is the person who called her manager.
Okay.
a word that starts with D and ends with head.
Okay, interesting.
Specifically, everyone on the board is a shower of with D, ends with heads.
Oh, that's okay. What she said.
Yeah.
To their faces.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
she her last fuse had been...
Yeah. Yeah. The comment was made in the heat of the moment.
Yes.
Kerry says, I would say so. Now, employment judge Sonia Boys, who's for the girls, has ruled that the remark, though inappropriate, did not constitute gross misconduct or serious enough misconduct to justify dismissal.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a one-off incident and had not been reported, and Kerry can keep her job.
I wonder, it's probably easier for you to call your boss a D-head than for your boss to call you a D-head.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be true.
Because we've all the rights now these days, you know.
We do. It all leans towards the employee. Fair play.
It went to court and she's grand. She got off the hook. So essentially,
she's been awarded compensation.
Oh, unreal.
Compensation. Wow. The tribunal deemed her dismissal unfair and awarded her just over £15,000. Oh, so that's £15,001 in compensation.
It's probably to justify like the few months off she's been unpaid or whatever. Yeah.
Plus approximately £14,000 in legal costs, bringing the total to nearly 30
grand.
That's nice. That's very nice, very nice indeed.
So is the message that you've put today,
Nick,
and
come in here till I call you a D-head.
Get in here. So you know, you can do a few bits in your office. You know, if you're sitting there stewing, being like, I'd love to give my boss a piece of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of other ways, you know, let's say microaggressions that you could do in your place of work and not get fired.
Okay.
So things just to kind of stir the pot and annoy them without actually getting yourself fired.
Yeah,
so
just
more of this.
Just to ruffle feathers a bit.
Things you can technically do to your boss that he can't fire you or she can't fire you for. Fantastic.
All right, okay, what are you thinking?
So I was thinking, every time I speak to Nick, spit on him by accident a tiny bit every time.
Just a bit of spray.
Every time. And like you see him blink as it like lands on his face and I'm like, is that okay? And he's like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. But like he can't ever do
that's very good. That's
very Fiona
good.
Fiona keeps spitting on me. What about like little things like I just keep calling him the wrong name?
That's funny.
So I'm like, oh, Nick, is it? Or Mick? Or hey, Rick? Or hi, Dick?
I love that. That's very good. Yeah. That's very good.
Just, he can't be, I'm forgetful. Sorry, what's your name again?
Trick.
Technically, you could find out what TV show and movies your boss is watching and spoil them.
Oh. And would you spoil it to his face or would you like say it loudly?
I'd say it
in
loudly.
Oh, that's so good. No, but I can see Nick's little face.
He'd be so sad.
He wouldn't be angry. He'd just be disappointed.
Nick, our boss, really loves like Superman and stuff. Yeah. Alan, he was the first day that the new Superman film was out. He went to the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could really just wind him up.
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't
Superman
it?
Superman dies. you could ask to borrow a pen every day for a year. Just never have anything organised.
I did that in school.
Oh, sorry, do you have a pen? And you just can't do anything.
Literally
about
go
it.
In and interrupt one of the meetings, being like, sorry, I really need a pen.
Yeah. It's for work. Yeah. It's for the show.
I'd love to do something mad. We've just moved to a new office and he's getting all set up with his new chair. I'd love to go in every day and replace his chair with something mad, like a beanbag or a coffee, what would you say, like a plant pot or like, you know, one of those kids' chairs.
Oh my God, yes.
Technically legal, you are correct.
Yeah. A big tall cactus.
Yeah.
That was actually one of mine. Put a whoopee cushion on a seat every day for a year.
That's good.
I love every day for a year. I love like long sustained things.
You could add all of his extended family on Facebook by accident.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
And just start bringing them up to him. Being like, hey, God,
do you see what Tina's doing?
Do you know what I'd love to do as well? You know, the way he's got such like, I was thinking about this, when Nick's in a room, you know it, he kind of sits a certain way and he's all gesticulating and the hands are going and he's got the big cup of coffee and all the rest. I'd love to just kind of copy his posture.
Yeah.
Every time he sits and spreads his legs, I'll sit and spread my legs. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And it'll kind of just freak him out, but he can't. I'd be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep telling him his fly is down, even when it's not.
When it's not.
Yeah.
That's
just
incredible.
Like, I suppose, like it's kind of torture of the mind. That's what that's what we're looking for here.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Always leave a pair of trousers at his desk because he loves to wear shorts.
He does.
And we'll just be like, do you know what, Nick? This is the time.
Do you know the way he walks around with a massive Stanley cup full of iced coffee?
Yeah.
Could you get fired if you replaced it with like milk every day?
Yeah. Like, I just thought you wanted milk in it, man.
I feel like you're really targeting Nick. And yeah.
Well, who else? He's our boss. Okay. Love you, Nick.
Tomorrow
thanks for the job.
We're not going to go near Liam. He's our bigger boss.
But Callum could get it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Hypothetically. Performed that the other night at the VMAs, and Ariana Grande was dancing in the audience, and he shared her saying, Ariana Grande, a girl that gets it. Mm. I'm having a bit of crack online. And then the next thing was a British Vogue article and was like, British Vogue is a girl that gets it.
Oh, I see.
Bit of sass from Somber.
Come on, Somber.
Somber's good. The song title always confused me. I know it's called 12 to 12 and I know that's basically like noon to midnight or whatever it is. But all I'm thinking of is of someone going, it's 12 minutes to 12 there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm like, I love the thought of making up hours or making up time. Things to tell the time, but in a bizarre way. Like, it's 4 minutes and 3 hours to 3 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I still don't know what time it is.
Yeah, I think it's probably, it's somewhere around 1 o'clock. Somewhere around 1 o'clock.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Something like
if
that.
If you really want to know, you figure it out.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Only 47 minutes till five there.
So it's 13 minutes
47
after
to five. What's the time there? 47 to five. What?
So it's 13 minutes after
13
four.
Minutes past four.
There is a brain in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go.
Katie, what's the story on the roads?
Morning, the M50.
1038. Dublin. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Is it good? A good morning? I know myself and Mr. David Hammond were staring at the ceiling in our respective homes for about 8 hours.
I slept for 3 hours last night purely because of I couldn't shut my brain off after
you
watching the trailer.
You can't calm down. Please petition for it to be on. And I know it's kind of like, ooh, late night vibe, late night in the castle, late night with Siobhan McSweeney and her many scarves.
But
could we
dogs.
Please, and all the dogs roaming the grounds, could we please put it on at 8:30?
Yeah,
for
I
the
agree.
People who do breakfast radio.
My friend Emer, I was chatting to my friend Emer and Megan last night, and Megan was like, are we all set for Traitors? And I was like, I'm going to have to hold off and catch up on it tomorrow.
I have never seen the country so united on in yeah, watching yeah. something. Like, but everyone is holding hands and going, are we ready for the Traitors?
Yeah. I know.
Emer replied being like, today is her catch up on everything. She has like 6 episodes to go, and I was almost like, I'm so jealous for that binge.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I have seen the spoilers because they're unavoidable.
It's hard.
I know what the story is, and I love a spoiler, so it doesn't bother me. And I won't say it in case you don't know, don't worry. But I'm thrilled with the decision that was made and who's gone.
Last night, I won't spoil it, but last night was like Italian 90. It was
literally
the
response
huge.
From the room when they realised what they realised and they banished who they banished.
And it was just like this.
It was. Literally.
Were they just screaming and shouting?
It was so good. Siobhan McSweeney couldn't even shut them up.
Yeah.
Do you know when it's like teacher said be quiet?
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
like, and another thing!
And I've never seen like, because I watched the UK Traitors and you know when they go to like vote the person off?
Yeah.
In Ireland, in the Irish version, they keep talking. They're like, well, I don't disagree. And Siobhan has on multiple occasions had to be like, the time for talking is over.
She gave it a go.
Doon de Veil.
Fingers on your lips, please. August,
yeah.
I'll bring it on. I can't wait.
So good.
Such
girl.
A shame it's not on more than 3 days a week.
But I think that might be the genius of it.
Right.
I think that's the reason
you get to longevity.
Yeah, it's like Love Island is on every night, Monday to Friday or Sunday to Thursday, whatever it is. Whereas this is only on 3 days a week and you can easily catch up on the last 2 weeks
totally
so quickly.
Totally fair. It's a good little method, I suppose, to keep the longevity, but not just get the one episode a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get the three, get the whole country talking, go off on a clanger. We have another one tonight, don't we?
Another one tonight. I put up my story last night that I was like, that was the best bit of television I've ever seen on reality TV I've ever seen. And the story got 100 likes.
Was it like when Georgia came back into the villa?
Right.
Do you know that epic moment in Love Island when
yeah,
you walked
yeah.
back in and your mom was after doing the dog in her? That was an epic
huge.
Moment in reality
She was
TV.
Loyal.
She,
I'll that, tell you, none of these traitors are loyal.
No. Snakes, what? Last week was insane. Like, this was a huge moment in my life. I will remember this honestly forever. Last week I brought you the insane, incredible, fantastic, wonderful news that we are getting a new colleague on the third floor because we work with News Talk, right? Mm-hmm. That new colleague is going to be Claire Byrne.
Wowee.
I am obsessed with Claire Byrne. I think she's fantastic. I think she's the smartest person in the country.
Oh, she's such a
queen.
She's
an incredible radio show, incredible at TV, and I just absolutely love her. She was my pandemic. I watched her like the time. She was fantastic.
She was. And there's personality there as well, and you always hear reviews from people she interviews that she's so kind and warm. She's just top tier.
So I was putting it up. We were talking about it on the show last week, and I was saying, you know what, we need to be serious for Claire Byrne. I don't want you guys to embarrass me. We should be wearing business suits. And we shouldn't be playing music anymore.
I refute that exactly.
If I could just finish my point, please. You know, all that kind of stuff, because that Claire Byrne absolutely loves. I wanted to be like that. Anyway, that was all fine, well and good. We were happy out, and because I think I was so excited, the video guys here in Spin put up the video of me talking about Claire Byrne. I was a bit like, oh my God, this is like, this is gas. Like, it's also maybe a bit embarrassing at how excited I was.
Little fella, all excited.
Anyway, I'm looking at the video. I'm like, oh, you know, I hope Claire doesn't think this is too weird, right? And do you know what I mean? If she sees it.
I just want to be her friend.
I just kind of want to be her friend. Like, anyway, I go and I'm like, I wonder has she like singing it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I go and I click on the likes, and she's liked the video.
Oh,
and she's liked it, right? It's huge.
God.
It's so cool.
You
so
can imagine her having a little chuckle.
Claire Byrne has seen my face.
I'd say a smile crossed her lips. Claire Byrne has perceived you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely huge.
It's fantastic. And so then I was just like, oh, this is cool. And I was like kind of screenshotting, you know, that Claire had liked the video. And I was sending it to everyone. And then 10 minutes later, I'm on Instagram and the notification comes through. Claire Byrne has followed you.
Now.
Oh my God, she wants to be best friends. Okay, this is crazy.
We were saying, like, you know, last week when you brought this up, like, you need to work really hard at this friendship. She starts here in January. We were saying by next summer, we'd love the idea of you and your girlfriend Pippa and Claire and her partner, you know, out for
double
dinner
dates
together.
Yeah, going to
the cinema, going to this event together. That's the level of friendship I crave for you.
I'd also love for her to be like on her show on News Talk when she starts and being like, oh, we need a young person's opinion on this. Oh, we can't get one. We'll get David. Do you know what I mean? You know, first name basis kind of people.
Like,
you
know,
and she could just DM you being like, can you pop in for a minute?
Exactly.
You know?
So I was thinking, you know, is there a potential for a friendship on the cards? Also, Claire, I'm so sorry if this freaks you out. If you want me to stop at any point, you just message me. It's the word stop.
Use your friends.
But if you want to be friends, that's fantastic too. But I was kind of thinking of ways that we could potentially become friends. Now, I wanted you to cast your mind back to probably about a year and a half ago maybe it was longer, maybe it was shorter, but Simon Harris became the Taoiseach, right? And Simon Harris follows Emma Nolan on Instagram. So we were trying to bait Simon Harris to respond to one of Emma's Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. So we put up things like, oh, does anyone know a host for Simon Says? We want to play, have the biggest game in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? Anyone want to host?
We got views for a full week.
Yeah, Simon viewed every single story that we put up. Even one of me in a Fine Gael bikini. It was fantastic.
But we had no dice.
No response.
Have a bit of crack.
But I think Claire Byrne might be a bit more crack. And I think she might see an Instagram story that is very clearly a baited Instagram story and respond to it. So I've come up with what I think is the perfect Instagram story to just put up on my story. And hopefully she'll see it and respond. So by the way,
you need to play it cool. It's as if now in a dating term, you know what I mean? Which obviously this is not. But if there was flirting going on Instagram, you would want to play it cool. You can't message her right now.
Exactly.
You need to get her to message you.
So that's my point. So I thought of the best thing to put up on my Instagram story for her to see it and then hopefully respond to it.
Okay.
So by the way, if you see it, it's at Mr. David Hammond. If you see it on Instagram, it's not for you. Okay,
it's for Claire.
Mm-hmm. But we just want to start off the relationship, you know, with her being like, hey, I can sort this or I can help you with this. So this is my idea for what to put up on my Instagram story. Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. Haha.
Very
good. And then maybe nice little question box.
Yeah.
And she could, you know, maybe respond or...
She could even say like, oh, Dave, I'm there in January. I'll sit you down and go through it with you.
Yes, exactly. Cool. Something like that would be the dream,
Here's
honestly.
Here's my number. Give me a call.
So yeah, anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party.
Look, it's good. It's good. But I did see recently that Claire Byrne was making a lot of headlines because she revealed she hoovers her dog. Her dog is this lab. He's called Cooper. He's beautiful. And essentially, she put this up on Instagram that she hoovers waters the dog before the shedding even starts because he loves it.
That's excellent.
He always rubs
only
himself.
Claire.
You know? Oh, Claire, she's
he
just
always,
she's
like gassed. Rubs himself up against the Hoover, and she was like, just start Hoover. Yeah. And he's obsessed. So
she's a busy woman. She's a working mother.
Yeah.
So we were thinking what you could put up instead. Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with?
Oh.
Henry ain't up for it. Because she'd love a brand recommendation. She wants to help the people.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, interesting. So we have... So it is good. I'm also like... I kind of like mine. So I... Give me it one more time.
Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up to it.
Okay, you listening, what do you think? Brexit or dog? What should I put up on Instagram to like bait Claire Byrne into responding back to it and so that we could be friends?
Cool. Two very different vibes.
087-711-1038. I have, anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. And you guys have...
My dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him up with?
087-711-1038.
And let's be clear on this. Whatever you decide on, is it Brexit or dog, in a WhatsApp now, will go on Dave's Instagram story in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's happening.
And you need to get this online and we need to see what happens.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You have your say. What do you think is more effective in baiting Claire Byrne? What is my life? Even saying that sentence. 087-711-1038. Vote on WhatsApp for Brexit or for dog.
Please.
It's as simple as that.
That Claire doesn't have you on mute.
Yeah. Oh God, I'll be so sad.
Brexit or dog on a WhatsApp. Hopefully he'll be besties with her in no time.
In 2026, Claire Byrne is joining News Talk. And wow. I'm very excited because we work in the same building as News Talk, okay? And basically, we were talking about it last week. We put the video up. Claire Byrne followed me on Instagram.
Huge.
And I'm thinking there's a potential friendship there.
Dave is obsessed.
Absolutely obsessed. I just think she's a fantastic woman. I think she's fantastic what she does. And I think we'd be good friends. And I also like being friends with smart people because it makes you smart.
It does. You know it uplifts
I
mean? You.
So then I was like, if I put something, I don't want to, she followed me on Instagram. I didn't want to like message her then there. I thought that'd be a bit too weird. Mm. So what I decided to do was put something up on my story to kind of bait her to respond to me.
Yes,
if,
smart.
Like given that she hasn't muted me. Hopefully she hasn't muted me.
All you probably want to do at that point if she does respond is go, hey, I'm so excited to work with you.
Yeah.
But I'd love to grab a coffee with you when you start. Exactly. Something like that,
something
you know?
Something like that, yeah. So my what I put forward was, this was put on my Instagram story and hopefully she'll respond to it. Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm a bit late to the party. Right. Okay. So that was my idea to put up my story within the next couple of minutes. But you guys came with another idea.
Yeah. So we had said...
Basically, she has this dog called Cooper and she went viral recently because she hoovers the dog, right?
Yeah.
And this got made a load of headlines all around the country. We were like, we need to tap into that angle, I think.
So we thought, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
Okay, very good.
The thing what it is, Claire doesn't know you have a dog, but that doesn't really matter right now.
Yeah.
And you can borrow one of ours.
Claire doesn't know my dog's dead, so...
You had to go there, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like, so I'm like, but I just feel like I need to say, because my family are going to see this and be like, we don't have
it'd
a dog.
It'd be weird to Hoover him now.
Did we not tell David the dog died?
Yeah.
In December?
Wouldn't be great.
Basically, you've been voting for either Brexit or dog, and whatever wins is going to go live on Dave's Instagram story at Mr. David Hammond
yes,
in the next few minutes.
Yes, at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram.
So Amy is there first. What's the crack? What are you saying? Dog or Brexit?
Morning. Dog, I think, is definitely the best.
Yes.
Dog is good. Okay.
Ah, you're dead right, Amy.
Okay, Amy. That's one marketing for dog. Thank you very much, Amy. Have a great day.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Gemma's there as well. What do you think, Gemma? Dog or Brexit?
Dog. Definitely dog.
Gemma.
Okay, really?
A lot of them in for the dog this
morning. Any reason, Gemma?
It's far more personal. I don't think Brexit is really relevant anymore. Yeah. So definitely dog.
Oh, Gemma read you for Phil.
No, yeah. But
it's been nearly 10 years.
I just thought because, you know, I didn't know a lot about it. Kind of. You know what I mean?
Okay, Gemma, that's locked in. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gemma.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, looks like dog is really taking
I'm getting a vibe of what people want, yeah.
Chloe is there as well. What do you think? Throw up the one about the dog or the one about Brexit?
I'm voting for dog.
You're voting for dog as well. Okay.
Why so?
Because politics.
Meh.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to say.
Politics all the time.
Yeah.
And
that's
dog.
A really,
it's kind of something you could bond over.
That's a really good point, Chloe. Really
and dog
really
is more specific to her because I don't know anyone else who hoovers their dog.
Yeah.
Whereas Brexit could be a bit more wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Chloe, that's voted for and locked in. Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Chloe.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye. Okay,
right.
Dave.
I'm getting a little bit nervous here, but
you can rob a picture of Seamus or Danish
whichever
if you want.
You want.
Yeah, could we change it to like my mate's dog?
Do you know what I mean?
No,
great, fantastic. I'll just really confuse all my
stakes
family and friends.
Just lower then.
You know that I don't have a dog.
Hide them all from the story. Make it visible to just Claire.
Okay.
Rebecca Vardy vibes.
All right, so what do you think? Final thoughts, dog or Brexit? 0877 11 103. Voice notes are welcome if you've just joined us. I'm trying to bait Claire Byrne into responding to me. What do I put up on my Instagram story? Anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. I'm late to the party. Or should I put up this?
Guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
So recently she was seen hoovering her own dog and her dog just loves it. Get in touch. Final thoughts. Dogs, dog or Brexit? 087 711 103.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
As I said on the show last week and this morning, we're getting a new colleague downstairs on the third floor, which is News Talk's floor. We work with News Talk. And it's going to be Claire Byrne. I'm so excited because I love Claire Byrne so much. She's absolutely fantastic. So I'm trying to like kind of get a friendship going. She followed me on Instagram last week. Huge news. Okay, so now I'm trying to bait her to respond to my story so that week I can be like, hey, by the way, like, excited to work with you. You know, yeah. I don't want to message her first. I don't want to be
No.
So we've been trying to figure out what should I put up on my Instagram story. Should I put up something about Brexit, which I thought was actually quite clever, and it was basically saying, you know, anyone know loads about Brexit? I have a few questions. Hashtag, I'm a bit late to the party. But just because I thought she knows so much about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yous came with a better one about kind of her dog and her Hoover. And
yeah, so basically she was viral months ago making headlines for hoovering her dog Cooper, and we were like, let's play on that, I think, a little bit.
So we said, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it.
Mm. All right. So you've been voting for Dog or Brexit? Shelley was in touch.
I don't think you should say your dog if you don't have one, because if you do get friendly, like, how's your dog? And you're just lying.
Genius.
And
I'll get a dog.
Just wouldn't look good in the end. Do you know what I mean? We'd say, oh, I didn't have a dog.
I think, Shelley, if we get to the point of them actually becoming friends, he'll just get a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just have to get a dog.
No matter.
That's fine. That's fine.
A good detail, guys, though. Well done, Shelley.
The results are in. Dave's Instagram, Mr. David Hammond, is going to post this photo. He's robbed a photo of my dog, Seamus. So that'll do just fine.
I've also pasted a photo of me into the photo, just so I'm like,
just to make
hey,
it look more
this
genuine.
Is what I look like for when you start. Do you know what I mean?
Well
just
done.
In case she, just in case she's muted me.
Well, here, there's not much really to say. 92% of Dublin say, Dave, you need to go ahead with the dog picture.
Oh, for God's sake.
Get it up there now. Here
okay.
we go.
So, guys, my dog is shedding so bad. Does anyone know how the best Hoover to Hoover him with? Henry ain't up for it. And so I'm going to post this
now. You did not just post that photo. My dog.
You did the Funderland tracksuit picture.
I did, yeah. So at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram, if you want to see the story, and if my family's listening, please don't be very confused as to what's going on.
Also, what you could do if you do follow Dave, right? Maybe is you could forward that story to Claire Byrne.
Yeah,
like I'm just saying, you could do that,
or you could under the box be like, please share answers dying to know, just to show that like there's engagement.
Nice. Yeah.
Are you hating your life?
I'm actually just so nervous. Like, no, I'm already getting a load of laugh react, so at least people know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for my uncles to text me like, Dave, I have bad news. Your dog's dead 7 months.
Recharged.
Welcome, 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 one and all.
Morning.
To Tuesday morning, on a Tuesday morning on this very show, Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona, we love to bring you a little quiz called Top 10 Tuesday. On this occasion, it'll be I giving Dave, Fiona and you listening a topic, and together, you three, as in Dave, Fiona and you, have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, this is always a bit of crack, but in the past we've done the likes of the last 10 performers at Croke Park, the most followed football teams on Instagram, and loads more. Mm-hmm. So we'll kick off with Dave and Fiona first. You have 3 lives each, and what you're going to do is take turns to try and complete the top 10 list.
Yep.
Once in the history of this game, you've managed to do so without the help of you listening.
What was it?
It was the like most used letters in the album.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that
so
was
basically,
excellent.
Dave and Fiona are going to get a point for each correct answer, but they'll lose a point for each anything they mention that isn't in the top 10. And that's where you come in. If they can't fill out the top 10, we open it up to you, and you could win yourself some IMC cinema passes just for having a guess correctly. All right.
Another way when people come on the radio and they say, "Oh, it's just when you're on the radio, you're under so much pressure."
Yes.
That's I finally get that now.
No, I feel it all.
Because as soon as Emma tells us the category, my mind goes completely blank.
Let's just be clear. There's a reason that I'm not playing because of this very reason. It would just be 4 minutes or 5 minutes of
All right, come on. What
right
do we got?
On us.
Let's kick this off. This week on Top 10 Tuesday, I am looking for the 10 least populated counties
on the full island of Ireland. Now, right. This is according to the 2022 Republic of Ireland Census and the 2021 Northern Ireland Census. Okay.
I think...
the least populated counties one. On the full island of good. Ireland.
I think if we remember the counties, that'll be the tough one. If we remember the counties, I think we'll actually... we could potentially...
Dave said county erasure.
And 40 shades of green.
Okay, do you want me to
kick it off, Dave? Yeah, give
okay,
us a guess.
Let's go. I think number one is Leitrim.
Wow. Well done. Not only is it on the top 10 list, you are correct. It's Leitrim. 35,000 people recorded in Leitrim.
Huge slay. Let's go, Offaly.
Ooh.
Offaly, Fiona. It is in there, but it's down very towards the end. It's
really?
Number 9 with 83,000.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
That gives you a good
Tullamore
idea, though.
Is pretty, the bright lights.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Let's Dave, back go to you. With Roscommon.
Yeah. Roscommon, Dave. It's in there at number 7, 70,200. Well done.
And instantly, I can't think of a single
character. I'm going to go Monaghan.
Monaghan, Fiona, you're spot on. It's there at number 5 with 65,000.
Right. I'm going to go with Fermanagh.
Fermanagh, Dave. 63,000. Well done. They're in there at number 4.
Well done,
four.
Fermanagh. Can I have a Westmeath, please? Oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. No, go on.
Oh, lost a life.
You're
there.
So close, Fiona. In at number 11.
Ooh.
I'm so close. I don't want to say the other Mead. Okay, go on. Yeah, no, go on. You, Dave.
I mean, you're close because I came in at number 11, just to be clear.
Right.
I have one as well that I think I could be out on this one. Or I could lose a life. Tyrone? Damn it, I thought it
Tyrone's
was.
Not in there.
Not Tyrone. Okay, I'm going to think of some that are just big and that might not be too populated, like just have little pockets. Mm. So I'm going to say Clare. No.
Sorry, Fiona. Okay. Not in the top 10 list or even outside in the top 20.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's go with Leash.
Leash, yeah.
By the skinnier teeth, Dave.
Oh, it was a 10.
Oh, my
that gosh. Number 10, 91,000 people recorded in Leash in 2022.
Well
so
done.
Just to kind of have a little refresh
where
we're at.
Yeah.
At number 1 is Leitrim. Number 2 is Blank. Number 3 is Blank. Number 4 is Fermanagh. Number 5 is Monaghan. Number 6 is Blank. Number 7 is Roscommon. Number 8 is Blank. Number 9 is Offaly. And number 10 is Leash.
Okay. What about...
Four to fill. You're doing all right.
Like another one, like another big one, even though that backfired for me.
Have a lash at it.
Like Mayo?
Not in there. That's Fiona out at the moment.
I shouldn't play it that way.
That's okay.
Let's go.
It's good to try out new things.
Yeah.
Let's twice. I thought it's quite. It's like I feel like you're probably more populated in Leinster than you are.
Yeah, because now there's small counties closer to Dublin.
I want to say Carlo.
Oh, that's good.
Is it? Oh, yes.
Number 3. Keep it going,
well
Dave.
Done.
I want to say, let's go with Wexford.
No.
Okay. No, okay, damn it.
Do you want to cash out or do you want to have your last guess?
Last guess, Armagh.
No. Okay.
Damn it. Okay.
Perfect. Listen, you did so well there. Over to you listening now, 087 711 1038. This morning we're looking for the 10 least populated counties on the island of Ireland, the full island. And you'll win some IMC Cinema passes if you guess correctly. What we have established is Leitrim is at number 1, Carlo is at number 3, Fermanagh is at 4, Monaghan's at 5, 6 is Blank, Roscommon's at 7, 8 is Blank, 9 is Offaly and 10 is Leash. So essentially, we're literally looking for...
Three.
In
two,
total.
2, 6, and 8.
That's it.
That was good by us.
087-711-103. Get your guesses over. Come on and win some IMC Cinema passes this morning. This is Top 10 Tuesday. We like to do this on a Tuesday because Tuesdays are a bit crap and this is kind of fun.
Yeah, gets your day going.
It really does. Dave's particularly obsessed with this
game. I love
game.
It.
So good.
On this occasion, on this game, it's where I'm giving Dave, Fiona and you listening a topic and your job between the three of you is to come up with what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. In the past, we've done things like the most followed football teams on Instagram, the last 10 performers of Croke Park. You get the drift. So essentially today we were looking for the 10 least populated counties on the island of Ireland. This is according to a census back in 2022. So Dave, Fiona did really, really well together on this. You scored in total 7
out
of 10.
7 out of 10. That was pretty good.
I'm happy with that. They were mostly you.
But sometimes you get
they were.
Sometimes the brain freeze comes in and it's really hard to
overcome.
No, truly,
it's a lot of pressure.
So what you've established is at number 1 in terms of the least populated populated county on the island of Ireland was Leitrim. Mm. Number two, blank, we're looking to fill that one in. Number three is Carlow. Number four, Fermanagh. Number five, Monaghan. Number six, currently blank. Number seven, Roscommon. Number eight, currently blank. Nine being Offaly and 10 being Laois.
And I can do accents for all of them.
Oh, that'd be great.
Off you go.
No, I can't. I can only do Carlow.
Standing by to help us out this morning is Kerri-Anne. You have a guess for us, do you?
I do, yeah. Longford.
Longford.
Oh, Longford.
Great guess, surely.
Is missing number two.
Oh, very good. Oh, Kerri-Anne.
Did it.
Go on, keep going. See if you can get another one.
Meath.
No, Meath would be massive.
Meath isn't in there, I'm afraid, but we will complete the list now.
Right, stay there, Kerri-Anne. We have this. What have we got?
So what was missing was number six, Sligo.
Oh, no way. Wow. I would never have guessed Sligo.
Neither would I have.
I wouldn't have said Sligo either.
Neither would I.
I always think Sligo's kind of popping.
Yeah.
And eight, Cavan.
Ah!
So there you go.
How did we not guess Cavan?
Cavan.
You're off to the cinema on us, Kerri-Anne. Thanks a million for playing.
Thanks, Kerri-Anne.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kerri-Anne.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
1038. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Hello there, what's going on?
Hey, how are we?
Hey.
I'm a little bit like, I'm a little bit low on energy today.
Oh.
Do you know why?
Why?
I had a spice bag yesterday.
Oh.
Of a Monday, right? And that's all I had yesterday.
Right off.
So what I did was, I came home from work about 12 o'clock and I had half the spice bag.
That's basically, the first thing you put into your poor belly.
That's the
all
first
day.
Thing I put. So basically, Pippa bought me one. My girlfriend Pippa bought me one on the Sunday, but I had just eaten a big roast dinner, so I was like, I won't have this. She was like, take it home with you. So I was like, oh, sound. So I took it home for lunch the next day. I made half of it at 12 o'clock when I went home. Mm-hmm. Then I went for a nap. Then I went to the gym, and I came home and I ate the second half of it. Right?
Isn't it so annoying, all of this?
Yeah, I am.
Because you can see his physique.
Yes, very lean.
It's just so
a sprig of a thing.
Well, in fairness, that's all I ate.
Yeah, which that's not good.
So like, I ate. So the first half at 12 o'clock, the second half at 6 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock, I had two of them, you know, them Kinder Maxi bars.
Oh,
the small ones as long as your finger.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to sleep last night.
What
right?
a cursed description of
it. I'm going to sleep last night, and I'm like, God, my stomach is in real pain. Like, it feels empty. It feels, I don't know, weird.
Hunger.
I haven't had anything basically of sustenance since 6 o'clock yesterday. That's over 15 hours ago.
That's not okay.
No, it's
not
really.
You're without even realizing doing some intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I think I am, but I don't think intermittent fasting is supposed to last 15 hours.
It is.
And it's not
normally, a lot of people would eat within a window of 8 hours a day.
Okay.
So you'd fast for 16, eat between an 8 hour window, and then do it all over again. I tried it for a while. Jeez.
So
I love an
old
snack around 9 p.m. with a cup of tea.
But is the intermittent fast meant to be broken with half a spice bag and two Kinder Maxis? Is the question.
Exactly. Good
point. Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 10 o'clock this morning. Get your naughties fixed. The naughty threesome with Michaela. And later on this afternoon with Steve Kay as well. You may have seen this. It's been everywhere online, I suppose, like footage and stuff from the VMAs and the outfits and all the rest and the big winners and the performances, etc, etc.
So I can't believe they're still going. I remember I used to watch them. I didn't go to my like grad night. One, because I wasn't allowed. But two, because I told everyone I was watching the VMAs.
Well, yeah, you weren't allowed to go to your own.
Oh, no, no, I was allowed to go to my dad's. But you know, like that night when you have like the school mass and all and people go out, and I was just like, no, I might just stay at home and watch the VMAs. And man was like, yeah, probably better off.
But you were allowed if you wanted to.
Sure. I didn't ask though. I didn't want to. Sorry, I feel like we're getting distracted here.
I'm like, is everything okay? Is that one of those things when you're like, oh, when your mom's like, just say I won't let you do it.
Yeah,
so you have an excuse.
Exactly. But basically, one of the big moments from the VMAs that's like doing the rounds on my TikTok and Instagram anyway, is Doja Cat, okay? She's doing a lot of work at the moment because her new album is coming very soon. It's called Vi.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of a very 80s themed album. She was in all of her 80s glam and everything.
She scares me, man. She just hates everyone.
I used to follow her on TikTok years ago, and I thought she was so sound, but I suppose she does a lot for the brand and the look as well, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And this is very much on that note, because while she was getting her photos done on the red carpet and the photographers doing their thing, she kind of stopped down and took out a MAC lipstick and started putting her lipstick on.
Yeah.
But what really grabbed people's attention was after doing that, she then she twisted the lipstick to full capacity and took a bite out of it, chewed it and swallowed it.
Oh, okay.
Very
strange. £20.
I know, exactly.
She really is a cat.
But here's the thing. It was all a big PR stunt.
Okay.
Okay, and basically what happened here was part of a promo for MAC. She's now a global ambassador for MAC. Mm. And instead of doing standard PR for this or standard advertising for this, everyone knows now, because basically someone made a custom design of it that's actually like chocolate flavoured. And the whole time she wasn't eating a lipstick, she was eating something that looked like a lipstick that was a piece of chocolate.
Okay.
That's great PR.
Who comes up with PR stunts?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And is it like, do you have meetings beforehand?
I'd say definitely, yeah. Like the marketing team.
I don't hate it. I think it's kind of
clever.
It's
good
just to get people talking.
Yeah.
And it is something Doja Cat would do.
Yeah.
Like she would just eat lipstick. Like she's that quirky.
Exactly. So
she's the devil.
Someone from the brands obviously got creative going, you know, exactly. Like people wouldn't scratch their heads too much, be like, okay, cool, whatever. But she made a statement and all about this, saying her makeup is her paint and her armor and her way of creating characters. Some people saying it was a bit of a stunt over the top. But with that in mind, I was thinking there are some things in the average makeup bag that look like they should taste nice.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Oh, like yum, yum, yum.
As someone who wants to eat random objects all the time but has to stop myself because I'm not three anymore.
Did you ever play Lick It?
What's Lick It?
Where you had to just lick random things.
No.
My friend used to like have to lick the bus floor and stuff.
The countryside was dark.
We'd be on the bus on the way to swimming and we'd be playing Lick It, and it's like lick.
Is it like dare you to lick
Josh's
shoe?
No. Yeah, and like lick the bus window and all.
Oh no, we had activities. Like activities. We had like speech and drama.
We had shopping centres and stuff.
Before Callum gets any ideas, I'm not going to lick my makeup, but I will tell you some things in my makeup bag that I think would be tasty.
Yeah.
I'd love every now and again a little sip of lip balm. Or lip gloss, should I say.
Lip gloss. Some
so
of that
good.
Stuff, like honestly, I would eat a whole tub of Carmex, no problem.
Yeah.
It should taste good. You know that like Brazilian Kiss Sol de Janeiro stuff, coconutty stuff? You're like, You know the under eye cream? This might be a little bit more lost on you, Dave, because I know you wouldn't know these makeup items very well. But you know the under eye cream? It's like the next Dorito dip just waiting to happen.
100%.
I just want to get my crisp in there.
You speak about under eye thing, but like I would want to eat the things that girls are putting under their eyes recently, those little kind
the patches.
The patches that they're putting under their eyes.
Take a little
they
bite.
Look like they'd melt lovely on your tongue.
They do.
Yeah.
Like them do. Old, them old back in the boom time when they had the chewing gum that like melted on your tongue.
Or
the mints. Yeah.
So good.
Again, the liquid foundation or concealer, again, so creamy, looks like a bit of a caramel sauce you could put over your desserts.
What's the little sponge thing that you use that looks like an egg?
Beauty blender.
Looks class to eat.
A bit dry.
No, but it looks deadly. A bit of makeup on that now.
Actually, a beauty blender, a clean new one, would be great to like get your dip going.
A bit of cheese.
My eyeshadow palette does look like, at a quick glance, just a tray of chocolates.
It does. Yeah. The little one, like the ones from Matilda that you unwrap and
And finally, highlighter. You know the real shimmery bits when you tap the brush off your hand to get rid of the excess. It just looks like icing. So delicious.
Or a dip dab.
There you go.
A lot of them do look like dip dabs.
Yeah, and you could use the beauty blender to get into the dip dab.
You could hoof right into it. Beautiful.
I'll get you a beauty blender tomorrow, Dave.
Starving.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How are you getting on? I've been binging a few bits on Netflix, a streaming service you may have heard of recently. And I think a lot of people watched
this. Do they not post out your DVDs, no?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Extravision has closed, quite recent news. But I think a lot of people watched this, The Biggest Loser documentary, which kind of, a lot of people have been talking about shows from the 2000s like The Biggest Loser, and just kind of the damage they had on, like,
Not just the contestants, but the psyche of a whole generation of people.
Unlike the body image of millennials, and because it's coming back.
It was a cruel time to be a teenager,
horrendous. And it's kind of coming back now. I feel like they had to ban skinny talk, like the hashtag, because like people are back in their calorie deficits and kind of like what I eat in a day. So, and it is like that kind of toxic diet culture is coming back a little bit.
Do you know what was mad when the Nintendo Wii Fit told you
you were obese, so you had to play a bit of tennis in your living room? Yeah, we were all there in the trenches.
And you're like 11.
You're like,
you're obese.
Pounds.
Awful. Honestly, wasn't it just, what do you think?
So
it was
bad.
The Kate Moss era as well.
Yeah,
nothing tastes better than skinny.
Feels.
Oh my God.
So I was looking back on a few of these shows and some of them are just so cursed. So obviously there is The Biggest Loser. We were talking about it there. I was talking about it and you guys were just had to listen to me because I don't give you an option otherwise. And there was it was horrible. People were competing, they had to lose weight in a really quick, unhealthy way. So there was loads of unethical things about the show. But there was this mad detail that was called the Temptation Challenges, where these people who'd had to say at the start of the show, my weakness is Chinese, my weakness is donuts, my weakness
Kinder
is burritos
Buenos.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Kinder Bueno's very specific.
Mine.
Yes.
Mine.
They're a killer. They'd be faced, after having trying so hard to lose weight, they'd be faced with all this food and it'd be like, if you eat as much of these calories as you possibly can in the quickest amount of time, you'll get a call from your family or you'll get to like control something in the game.
Here's
a little clip from one of the Temptations.
You can eat as much or as little food as you want, but the winning team will get to train alone with your trainer at home.
Did she just say you get to go home? I get to get out of here for a couple of days?
Wow. If they eat it.
If they eat as much like donuts or whatever, they get to go home, be with their families for a few days and get personal one-on-one training with the trainer.
The concept doesn't even make sense.
Because it was just about humiliating these people. It was
awful.
Horrendous. Yeah. So next, there was a show called The Swan, which ran just for one season from April to December 2004. And this was about getting someone who would be quote-unquote called an ugly duckling.
Okay.
And the storyline was always like, my husband doesn't love me anymore. I'm not beautiful. I've gained weight, all this stuff. They'd undergo like a crazy diet, plastic surgery, and like dental work. And by the end, the person who was deemed to have had the best glow up got to enter a beauty pageant. They didn't even win money. Here's a clip from that.
Amy came to us saying that she felt like a loser. Dr. Hayworth, she was very cruelly told that she had a face for radio. I mean, what would you say to that today?
All I can say is, despite the fact that she underwent a number of very difficult surgical procedures, she today is saying, look at me now.
Why were we so mean back in the day? Why were we so at ease of calling people like ugly and fat?
And we'd be like, she's rotten. Anyway, okay, this was
awful though.
Especially these people who weren't fat.
No.
Like, at all.
Not at all. Oh, my God. Like,
but
America's Next Top
Model.
But
even if someone is dealing with weight issues, like, there's a way of doing it that isn't. And you don't, like, no matter what anyone's issue is, like, weight or not.
You're starting to sound awful woke now.
Humiliating people is just so cruel. And it is, like, now that you're saying it, like, it was infiltrated. It was everywhere.
Think about it from the time. The only thing I think back of is that we were convinced, someone tried to convince us that Bridget Jones was fat. She was the fat girl.
It was honestly
she wasn't
insane.
Fat at all.
She was absolutely stunning.
Even to what poor was it? Not Jade. Jess received on Little Mix.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah,
I love her.
Stunner.
Like,
speaking
horrendous.
Of woke, I've come up with some versions of reality TV that might work today. So first, confront your landlord. A team of solicitors, quantity surveyors and members of Onboard Planona help you to confront your landlord regarding issues in your home. The issues will be resolved in 6 to 8 business years.
Brilliant.
Soft boy saunas. South Dublin soft boys go head to head in a local sauna. The lad who can stay in the longest without reaching into their tote bag for their Bose special edition Fontaines DC jersey wins.
Yes!
Stunning.
Finally, LinkedIn lore. A blind dating show where before seeing each other, you get each other's LinkedIn profiles and see can you form a connection based on core competency, synergy and your skills.
Wonderful. Love it. Okay.
And then you just call them fat.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously. That's the end.
That's how you win.
That's the kicker.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. I really need to get my sister to an Alex Warren gig.
Why?
She's just so obsessed, but I don't think he's going to be back here for a long time, is he? Because
he just did Ivy Gardens.
Yeah.
Was it Ivy Gardens
he did? He played Ivy Gardens in the summer. And I was like, I was saying this before, but I was like, it's mad because I think he's a man who lives in the radio. But no, he just be out.
I get that.
He's a real person. Yeah. He could have done probably bigger than Ivy Gardens. I don't know if the staging changes.
Does he have many songs?
How much he does, Fee.
How much is Ivy Gardens hold?
I'm going to say a couple of thousand, is it?
A few heads. There'll be a few heads in there as the official capacity.
Well, like, I was there for Damien Dempsey. It wasn't huge. Do you know what I'm saying?
It feels nice. Like, you can see the stage kind of from where we are.
Yeah. Do you know, I've never been to Ivy Gardens for a gig.
Oh, it's fab.
They do close it up to a certain area, say. Callum?
We must have missed the whole thing on this. Alex Warren played the Three Arena in March.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago, though. She's only kind of obsessed in the last few months.
But that must have gone, like, we must have completely missed that.
Well, did we not just start playing that song? Then?
In March.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. We must have just started playing the song.
Maybe the curtains were up.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely up, I'd say.
I don't know. He's got some stands. You know, he's had a few albums at this stage.
You won't need the curtains anymore.
No, not for that one song.
No. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yay. We're dying to send you on your holidays to Fuerteventura over thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We're making this game as doable as we possibly can with locking in song one and having the same artist for a while now on song two. Sadie's on to go to Lash this morning on her way to work. Where are you off to and what you do?
I am off. I'm a social worker. I'm off on a visit.
Amazing. Very good.
Very good.
I'd say a busy. You're very busy.
Gig.
When's the last time you got on holiday?
It was a while ago now, a couple months ago. So.
Oh, where did you go?
I was in Greece.
Very nice. I was in Greece myself this summer. A fantastic spot. I will be back. It was my very first time in Greece. Where did you, what part?
Yeah.
What part?
I was in Athens, and I can't remember.
Yeah, that's okay. So true, Sadie.
Yeah,
do you know what? You were on holidays. You don't need to know the
Zaknos
name.
Zaknos or something exactly. like that. Something bizarre. Anyway, Sadie, well, let's see if we can get you on holiday again, because it's September now. It's time to, if the kids are not there, it's time to go and enjoy yourself. Yeah. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sadie?
I have.
You have? Yeah. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5.
That's it. You think you can do it?
I hope so.
Okay, I like the confidence, Sadie.
We believe in you, girl.
Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Sadie. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Yeah.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Wicklow, but I'm living in Dublin now.
Very nice. Sadie from Wicklow, living in Dublin. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock, and song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Done. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag.
Oh my God, straight in. No kissing, Sadie. You've got a 22.
I know how this game works.
I like it.
We like her. You've got 22.8, nearly 23 seconds left for 4 songs.
Fantastic time. Let's go for song 2, which also has a rule, Sadie. Hopefully you're listening and you know it. Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
The club isn't the best place.
That's Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Stop the clock. Perfect time.
Come on, Sadie.
Well done. Ed Sheeran, Stormzy and Shape of You locked in.
20 seconds left for 3 songs and your swap still remaining.
Unbelievable, Sadie. You have over 6.66 seconds to guess each song. This is doable. Let's go for song 3, Sadie, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eighth Apartment by Bruno Mars.
It's
not apartments. What are the letters?
Stop the clock. Yeah.
Apartment.
Amazing. No,
APT, Bruno Mars and Rosé, well done.
And we thought that was getting a bit hairy, but absolutely not. Yeah. You've still got 12 seconds left for 2 songs. That is 6 points.
Okay.
You also still have your swap.
That's huge. All right, but this is the last chance you can use that swap because we are on to song 4. We haven't been on song 4 in a while, I feel like. Let's go for song 4, Sadie. 12 and a half seconds left on the clock. Song 4 playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Traffic dies while we
The Weeknd, In Your Eyes?
No.
No.
Kate
Swap.
Swap. Yeah, well done. Swap it out.
Fair play on using the swap there. It is the weekend and the song is called Dancing in the Flames.
But no,
oh, I wouldn't have got that.
No worries at all, Sadie. We are resetting the clock back to those 12 seconds. There's a new song for playing for you now in a second.
Right, I think you can get this one, Sadie. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I've been thinking, I've been drinking.
Oh, I don't know that song.
No.
She played Electric Picnic.
3, 2, 1. I don't know. No, I don't know that one.
Got it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was Becky Hill and her song Side Effects.
I know. We feel the exact
Sadie,
same,
you should,
Sadie.
You should see Fiona's face right now. She's basically close to tears.
I really am. I thought we were getting
really
that away.
I really thought I was going to get it.
So did we,
you're
Sadie.
You're an incredible so player.
You really are, Sadie. Thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun. And listen, try and get back on and take
thank
this
you.
Off with us. Have a fantastic day, Sadie.
Mind yourself,
you
Sadie.
Too, thanks.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Total sickener there. We massive fans of Sadie, but unfortunately it wasn't to be.
Do you think people are just like, God, they're awful cold. We're not sad anymore because we're just used to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're used to just people not winning this, unfortunately. We're just like, yeah, another one. It's just
I am
so,
a little bit sad because we got so close.
So close. Now, she was an incredible player.
She really was.
Golden in a WhatsApp to play tomorrow, 087-711-103. Not to rub salt in the wound, but this just happens to be the song we're playing next. And it's a song that caught Sadie out in song 4, The Weeknd, Dancing in the Flames on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. It's the part of the show where I hold you all hostage and you have to listen as I talk about whatever I want.
Woo, woo, woo.
And today on the show, something I never thought I would say. Millennials shouldn't be allowed to have disposable cameras, even though we very much grew up with them and should know how to use them. My fiancé, Dwayne, he's been on a real disposable camera buzz. He's had about 4 or 5 of them over the course of the last year.
Oh, you're talking about zip, zip, zip.
Yeah. And I picked up a load of the pictures he got developed yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I came home after work and I was like, I'm getting into bed for my nap, but bring them up and you can show them to me as I drift off to sleep.
And tell me a bedtime story.
Yeah, literally. Every picture is just black. Like,
really?
I don't think he used the flash.
Did he have the shutter on?
Once. No, but you have to use the flash all the time.
I thought the flash automatically went off.
No,
they're
no,
kind of
no,
a cool
no.
thing. Like, I remember I thought I was real hip a few years ago. I went to visit my friend who lives in Lisbon. And I was like, here for the weekend. I brought us 2
disposable
cameras.
Camera.
I never developed them. They're still on a camera somewhere. But like, it seems like a nice thing to do, but it's not the most practical. I have like the snap. What are they called?
Polaroids. Yeah. Okay, well, you need to get yours developed now and see if they're the same. I was like, this is mortifying.
Also,
because, like,
the cost of them.
Sorry,
yeah, mad money.
It's about 20 quid to buy.
Yeah.
It's about 20 quid to develop.
Yeah.
I'm coming home to him with about 80 quid worth of photos. They're all black.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, for the person who's developing them in a camera shop, who obviously knows about cameras, they're looking through this being like, yeah,
so
another reject who doesn't know how to turn the flash
Sorry,
on.
Throwback.
There you go, 20 quid.
For the 90s babies, did you ever die of mortification? Do you know, like, I was a real chubster growing up, like I was a, and do you know, like, you'd your ma would go in to develop your holiday pictures and you'd be like, I hate the way there's some random person that came looking at me in my bikini.
I know,
I
literally, it's like someone perceives these.
Yes,
it's absolutely
I
mad.
Thought it was a machine.
Like they might gather them from the printer and put them into the little package for you.
They have to put them in and they might throw a quick eye
over
them.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you know what I mean? And like,
sure, who'll be looking at you?
Who'll be looking at you? And any pictures that are in the light, they're like, I guess what he perceived to be artsy, like at Electric Picnic of like some flags on a tree. And I'm like, I know you thought you ate with that one. So yeah, I don't know if the Gen Zs have it on lock because I see them all now roaming around
with digital
cameras and what have you.
Vintagey ones too.
But we certainly don't know.
No. We have a lot to learn.
We're embarrassing in every way. We figure out new ways to embarrass ourselves.